In this Parsha Balozcha is where we have the split of the Torah itself, of Sefer Bamidbar, where the Gemara learns that where it says, Vayiben Soa Ha'aron Vayomer Moshe, what we just did over here earlier, in the Psukim in Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav, these two Psukim, they have the inverted nuns that are surrounding them in the actual Sefer Torah itself. The Gemara gives three interpretations as to why you have three of the inverted nuns. One of the reasons for it is because it's actually out of place. So the Parsha of Vayiben Soa Ha'aron Vayomer Moshe, that pasuk, and then the pasuk of Uvnucho Yomar, which one when we open the Torah, one when we put back the Torah, those two psukim are in the wrong place. It should rather be in the beginning of Bamidbar. The other interpretation is, in fact, that it's actually, it's what splits Sefer Bamidbar into three books. And the Gemara says, who is according to one that says, that based on a verse, that the Torah itself, or the laws that we have, are quoted into seven books, as opposed to the five books of Moshe, but rather the seven? And it goes according to, I believe it's Rebbe, that says, that Vayhi ben Saron is a parsha by itself. So the first half of Bamidbar is its own book. Then these two psukim are its own book. And then the last part of Bamidbar is its own book. That's the second interpretation. There's a third interpretation, which is slipping my... the third interpretation is the one that Rashi quotes, and that is to separate Peronius to Peronius, and that's to separate negative things that happened amongst the Jewish people from other negative things that the Jewish people did. So we want to give a special break in between to say about something that's wonderful and positive, so we don't actually have a combination of three negative things that happened to Jewish people, because that would create some level of chazakah, and it would be considered negative. We'll quote to you the Or HaChaim on this pasuk over here. The Or HaChaim explains, as he explained in many other places before, that this entire experience that the Jewish people have to be while they're in the Midbar is in order to bring Nitzotzei Kedusha into the world. That our job is that as we go out into the world and we go into areas of Gullus or other places, our job is to find these sparks of Kedusha that exist and bring them to their fruition and remove them from negative aspects or from negative forces. As we go to these places, there are two destructive forces that attempt to destroy us, the Jewish people, and all aspects of Kedusha. One are those things that just want to destroy us, totally destroy, and the other one are those that would like to seduce us, just to cause us to just get away from Torah and mitzvos. And therefore, that's why we say, Vayhi ben Saron, Vayomer Moshe, Kum Hashem, Vayefutzu Oyvecha, that you spread out the Oyvecha, the enemies, Vayanusu Misanecha, Mipanecha, one referring to those that try to take us and get us to just not do the will of Hashem, and the other ones who just want to destroy us. So they're two distinct enemies that we have. Therefore, when our own travels, which means when we as Jews travel to different places, our job there is to bring out the holiness that exists in those places. And when we're there, we have to realize that we have negative forces. Those forces are the ones that are going to cause us to either cause us to not want to do Hashem's will, or just that actually want to destroy us. But therefore, that's our prayer that we have to Hashem, that we should bring out the holiness from all those places, and we should be protected from all the enemies around us.